Blog Talk Radio.
Handle your business.
God bless America, land of the free, home of the brave. But so they say, walk away, come get saved. Everybody gonna hit the grave. Think of beating nights of a set first to take. Don't let the moment pass you away. God bless America, land of the free, home of the brave. But so they say, walk away, come get saved. Everybody gonna hit the grave. Think of beating nights of a set first to take. Don't let the moment pass you away. God bless America. God bless America, land of the free, home of the brave. But so they say, walk away, come get saved. Everybody gonna hit the grave. Think of beating nights of a set first to take. Don't let the moment pass you away. God bless America, land of the free, home of the brave. But so they say, walk away, come get saved. Everybody gonna hit the grave. Think of beating nights of a set first to take. Don't let the moment pass you away. God bless America.
It's my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Amen, my brother, my brother. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Talk Open Mic with Brian Hope. I would like to thank our voice, our Infinite Source Angel, Eva, and the Infinite Source Broadcast Network for allowing us to be here tonight. We didn't have a show last night because it was the Lord's work. Okay? And we respect that around here. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Hope. How are you doing this evening, young lady?
I am amazing. Walking weather has started.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wonderful.
It's still cold here.
Yeah. Well, it's not too bad. I go out around 10 in the morning, so it's still kind of brisk, but, oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to warm up at night, so well. I don't think we're going to get any more snow or anything, so. Got a really warms up during the day now.
I need the vitamin D. Yeah, definitely need that vitamin D, that's for sure.
How was your Easter?
Oh, it was quiet, actually.
Really?
We didn't really do too much. Nope. I went for a walk, took the dog out, made some food. Yeah. Okay,
that's pretty much what I
not too much.
Spent time with my daughter, and we ate food. Came home and watched the movies, and just pretty much crashed out because we had turkey and we had ham, and the turkey kind of built it up.
I may or may not have some chocolate, but that's between me and the pavement tomorrow. Yeah, we won't talk about that, but yeah, no.
Well, we'll have a conversation about that. We have open mic going on, so if anyone would like to join us, I'm going to throw the phone number out there fairly early this evening at 319-527-6092, and press 1 if you want to chat with us.
Now back to the regularly scheduled program.
It's never regularly scheduled. It goes way sideways sometimes.
Oh, no,
it's a mixed conversation.
The same time every Monday night.
Well, there we go. Okay, fine. No.
Well, that's about it. Oh. Otherwise, I mean, you can't help but get off subject because there's so many different things going on at once.
Yeah.
And if you sit back and look at it, it's all connected.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. You can start going back now, like at least to 2015, and start pulling out articles that are in direct relation to what's going on right now. They told everybody. It's all back there. I mean,
sure.
The Binotech, Pfizer's little buddy there, they're too big to fail. Everybody jumped in. CEPI was created, and that was the end of that. Moderna, they all jumped on Moderna. Bill Gates got loaded 55 million into 550 million or billion or whatever number it was. Oh, my gosh. In 2 years.
To be honest, I don't think shit's going to happen until we get our people back in the proper place.
I don't even know if that's going to... Oh, my God. It's on every level. Like, I was on Twitter. Somebody asked about local judicial elections down there.
Yeah.
And do you know that most of them are Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, like, honest to God, most of them are Democrats. If you go to Ballotpedia, you can find it.
You say time and time again, that's how they are taking our country away from us. They're putting judges, liberal PAs, and liberal mayors and politicians in the lower levels to change those lower level laws. And
because people don't know. But nobody knows, because we're talking about all kinds of other stuff right now. But it's even up here, they're all in
the
local
level. That's the name
now.
Of the game. Look at this over here. Don't see what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
But now we got eyes
but
everywhere.
A lot of the elections are done. Yeah, but
now we got eyes everywhere. And it's
you really
got to
check it out. You guys got to make some noise.
There's
no Republicans on the ballot down there.
I've seen a few articles already that they're going around arresting, or how shall I say, they say interviewing people. This was on the American Military News. The FBI is going around interviewing people that were making certain posts on Facebook and X and Instagram.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that.
They're getting scared.
That's what I say. If somebody knocks on the door at 2 a.m., don't answer it. Just don't. You don't need to. They'll come back.
Well, nobody's going to knock on my door.
It,
my dogs will let me know before they even pull up in front of my house.
Have you seen mine? My mountain lion of a dog.
Yeah, no reason luck. For me. I'm a voter.
Yeah.
I speak my mind.
No, but...
Second Amendment, First Amendment.
Yeah, we don't have that up here. We get trampled by horses for speaking our mind.
What was that?
Some people, I said we don't get that up here. We get trampled by horses for speaking our mind up here.
It's because you're still connected to the motherland.
Act. Yes, yes. That's my biggest pet peeve up here, you know that.
See, about 400 years ago, we said, nah, fuck that.
No, but come on. It doesn't matter. Okay, like Maxime Bermier, God loves the man. Oh, I appreciate the man so much. Don't.
On that.
Oh.
We traded one tyrant a few hundred years ago, 3,000 miles away, for a bunch of tyrants.
Well, didn't you guys get sold back during the Federal Reserve fiasco anyway?
1,000 miles away. I won't do it no more.
Yeah. No, I know. But, like, up here, like, yeah, okay, if you can get Maxime in, wonderful. I love the platform. He stood with Canadians. You can't take that away from the man. Every step of the way, he's still going, and he's getting so witty in his Twitter post. Oh, love the things he comes out with. But is he going to swear the oath to the crown? But no, it won't. You know what? You gotta have some of it now. I mean, the backlash that they can hit you with if you don't have your wits about you. No, it can turn into some really nasty stuff. Like those people
well,
are
see,
just
that's
outrageous.
Right. That's something that
gotta,
I see that I think Trump brought to light. That you can stand up and fight for yourself. You don't have to take what they tell you, what they say. You can stand up and say,
no,
you're lying.
Well, anybody could stand up and do that. You just have to be able to prepare to take the hit that is going to come with it sometimes.
Oh.
I mean, every once in a while, some people got to go down. And if you're prepared to do it, then, stand by your word. But how many people are standing by their word right now?
That's why I'm backing this man. Because what kind of person would take that kind of punishment
for what?
But see, I do. I know. But see, up here, if he's going to swear the oath to the crown when he gets in, because that's what they do, to be a faithful servant and to keep and hold all secrets, they don't swear it to Canadians or country. If he's willing to change that, if he's willing to stand on that and say, no, I won't swear, I will swear to you, I will fully support that man and all the changes he wanted to make to the system. But if he doesn't do that, he can't. He can't. They call the shots. That's why every prime minister has... Yes, that's why they all follow the same rules. Progressive conservatives.
Not a British constitution.
We do.
Not a British.
We do. Yeah. No, absolutely. But like, they jumped all over the Charter of Rights and Freedoms during the Tucker protest.
Oh, sure.
It was abhorrent what they did. Absolutely abhorrent. And then it was deemed illegal, and he's still in office? How? It's like a banana republic up here. All the scandals the man's been involved in. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
look
what my country started in.
And it's everywhere. It's all over the world. All these governments are corrupt.
We got the pedophiles running our country.
Everywhere. I mean, and it's beyond reproach right now that nothing is being actually done, and we're still, like, you know, look what we just talked about with your judges down there. Look what they're doing underneath. They're not stopping.
No.
And the wrong people are winning. If you don't want
and
this to happen, you better start paying attention.
But what gets me is the laws that they're trying to use are so old, and they are stretching them so far to fit the crime that, I mean, all it's doing is wasting time and money, and that's pretty much what I'm gathering they're trying to do. They're trying to drain these people, and they're trying to use up their time so they don't have time to campaign or run.
Well, no, and they're keeping everybody numb. I mean, how many people are on antidepressants right now? Yeah. But they're placating everybody along the way.
Well, sure.
And keeping them quiet and as appeased as possible. Now up here with the renters, they want to get the renters into the credit trap, because before your rent didn't count on your credit score. So now they want to make it so that it does. So what, you can get more people in debt and a slave to the system? They've been doing fine on their own. They don't need your government intervention. See, they're living just fine if they pay their rent on time and they've still got their house 20 years later or their apartment.
Well, that's the beginning.
They're doing something right. Leave them alone.
It's your social credit score.
Sure it is. Well, China's corporate social credit score came through, 2018? They told companies to start preparing for it. That didn't give anybody pause that it was coming. I mean, we've shared this for so long.
Most of the people that live in China that get that good social credit score are the ones that actually work for the government. And the companies that get that good social credit score are the ones that give the government a piece of that pie and a piece of that control.
And they're the ones that get out and are coming across your southern border.
Exactly.
You can't get out without a good social credit score. So who exactly is coming through down there?
How easy do you think it is for a soldier to have a good social credit score?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen videos of them. A lot of people shared them. They look like they're kind of fit.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about the next... What's today? April 1st. Within the next month.
Well, yeah. The nice weather's coming. The timing. Everything always pops up around this time. And especially if there's an election coming. Oh, my goodness. Then cities burn down.
If you watch
a
reality show,
you know,
can pretty much predict what's coming.
Yeah. 100%.
These people got no imagination.
I mean, Don Lemon already had that thing going with Elon, so they're already hitting on the race war. That's your pop-off right there. They're going to use that and just build off of that.
Oh, I think they've been building on that for quite some time.
Yeah, but an election's coming. It's got to amp up. and it's summer, so people can be out and about and doing all kinds of freaky shit. Oh, stuff, sorry. You know, look when all the riots and stuff happen. Not during the winter time. It's too cold. Nobody wants to be paid. Even if you're going to pay them, they don't want to be out in that. It gets cold
no.
parts of your country. But summer, oh, they can have, you know, time of their lives. Look what they did to Seattle. Oh, my goodness,
they
what
it.
They did to Seattle. Ah. The no-go zone or whatever it was called. Or, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I worry about that for you guys down there.
But what I'm waiting is to see how many Americans are going to sit back and allow it to happen again. I really don't think that's going to happen this time.
No, but again, that you got to know that they've planned for that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys got, yeah.
What do you think they're pushing for?
I don't know. Well, they've been planning all this a long time. You know, they have contingency plans. You know they do. You know,
course.
We'll find that like, they're not necessarily stupid. They're evil. Or the people that are advising them are, you know, you can't pretend that they don't plan well because look at what's happened.
Exactly.
They planned very well. And,
well.
Yeah.
They had a game. They had a game plan from day one. They just their main asset is patience.
Mm-hmm. But it's no, not that money. You can't question that money. It's all these other people trying to make money off of this product or that product or pushing this or pushing that. Look at look. They made $30,000 off of this.
It's a normal citizen trying to make money and save money for themselves for retirement. Those are the people they want to
but
investigate. They want to siphon their bank accounts.
Yeah, but you know these—you know these companies
are making billions of dollars in the Ukraine. Doing what?
They've all been charged
kind of
with
experience?
Fraud. You know, there's corruption inside of these companies. Everybody knows it goes on, but we're just going to look the other way because why? Because they say you need to take this pill to feel better. Or you need to
really
live this way to feel better,
or
you need to curb that behavior. They've taken away people's responsibility for their own lives completely
yeah.
in every manner, including their personal health. I was a victim of it. You know that? Oh,
yeah.
I was a big, large lady. Oh, yes, I was. And I was mowing down on every. You know how much food it takes to keep a 5'3" woman over 250 pounds? A lot. And a lot of bad food. Yeah. And it was, I did it to myself. Absolutely. But I was also on 7 medications at the time, and I didn't give a crap about anything. I could
uh-huh.
sit and watch TV for 6 hours and not care. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Not about anything going on around
well,
me.
I
didn't
can do
care.
That now, but.
No, I know. But, I mean, there's, you know, there's some life now. You know, once you get off of all that stuff, it absolutely change. It does change you. And, oh, you put on 40 pounds? Okay, here, we'll take this pill for that side effect. Oh, you don't
yeah.
feel happy? Okay, here, add this one. Like, the Abilify, when they did the commercials for Abilify, you know that pill, it's my site, it has a sensor in it?
Yeah.
You ever wonder why they said, add Abilify to you? If you don't feel happy, go to the doctor here, add Abilify, you'll feel much better. It has a sensor in it. 2017, the FDA approved that pill. Yeah.
Well, young lady, you have a caller. Would you like to take the
yes.
caller?
Sure.
Good evening, caller. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Brian. Hello, Hope. Hello, Eva.
Hey, Mr. Mike. Eva's not with us tonight.
Yes.
She's going to do two shows a week now.
Oh, so who is tonight?
It's just Hope and I.
Oh, Hope. Yes. Hope from Canada. Yes. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
I thought at one point I misunderstood. I mean, sometimes... you know, due to BTR, sometimes I thought it was another, I thought she was here too. But my friends, we have first class news for you guys and that is 4.5 hours ago, you know, Israeli strike on Iran's consulate in Syria killed two generals, Iranian official says. So, I mean, first of all, we thank you to IAF, Israeli Air Force, and their F-35 that they did the beautiful job. And we Iranian around the globe very happy because these people are murderers of the Iranian people and murderers of the other people of
everybody.
The world as well too. Everybody, exactly. And Damascus,
yeah,
Syria.
Yeah, I went to the, as soon as I found out, I went to their website and I told them. I only told them two words. Nice shot.
Yes, exactly. You know, mashallah. Yeah, exactly. And
yes,
Israeli air strike that demolished Iran's consulate in Syria on Monday killed two Iranian generals and five other officers, according to Iranian officials, Ayatollah's officials. The strike appears to signify escalation of Israeli targeting military officials from Ayatollahs, which supports militant group fighting Israel in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon and Yemen Houthis. So the situation is here right now. First of all, it wasn't an Iranian consulate. That's number one. It was, you know, they built a building very close to other buildings and call it Iranian consulate, Ayatollah consulate. But it was a military operation center. So Iranian consulate in Syria actually is different location. So, but since they put that tag, that is Iranian consulate. So basically, right now, Israeli Defense Forces and all Israeli military are in a state of high alert, and as also the Ayatollah's IRGC in Iran, they are also in a state of alertness, and it's I think something will becoming the next 72 hours, there must be some kind of event coming or very close to the eclipse of the sun on the 8th of April. So this
I believe
is,
you are 100% correct.
Yeah, very, very strange thing is going to happen. And last night, Putin also was rushed his motorcade to unknown location. And we don't know if he was went to a special hospital or he was went underground bunkers. So we have, these are two major events right now.
I do believe he went underground to a bunker. I have a contact, I won't say where, but he is able to track air traffic. And they had his plane landing at the Russian bunkers.
Oh, okay. So our intel and your intel very close to each other in this.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I was still to verify it. That's why we were not able to say exactly if he was went to hospital or underground. And you did confirm, Brian, that
yes, sir,
he was underground, which was, excellent in this.
We also have confirmation of troop and armament movement in Belarus and along the borders of a few other NATO countries. I have to confirm to make sure.
Lithuania, right now, German tanks over there.
Yeah,
exactly. They're like a couple of miles from the Belarus borders, and Belarus also put their all massive plus Russian troops within the 4 or 5 miles of the borderline with Lithuania as well.
Yep.
Too.
See, if I know we're right.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, we both, you know, we don't say any misinformation anywhere, you know.
No, sir.
Because we I mean, personally, I always, because we have massive radios, TV stations, and we watch multiple angles as well, too. And so, you know, we try to give the best coverage for your listeners as well, too, and including yourself. And
most definitely.
I
like to try to get at least a minimum of 3 credible sources.
Exactly, exactly. Indeed, yes.
But, yes, thank you for confirming what I found out as well. So I appreciate that very much.
Oh, you're welcome indeed. You know, I want to ask Hope, since she's from Canada, please give us update what's going on in Canada. Anything that we have to know in Canada right now? I mean, any news that we may miss, please?
Anything that's going on in Canada right now has the system, it involves the government corruption. I mean, Trudeau came out with the carbon tax increase today. So that's another jump for Canadians on top of what was already happening. They themselves got a raise today. So everybody, all the 338 in government that are holding Canadians down, they all gave themselves, cost of living increase or whatever they want to call it. Trudeau is starting a program for children in schools, I believe it is. To help feed them. Okay, so he's going to take parents' taxes and give back to a program to help feed kids, but not make it affordable for parents to do the job themselves. What else is going on? Pierre Poilievre looks like he's going to win the election, unfortunately, but he's a globalist and just going to follow the agenda. Canadians aren't paying attention to anything that's going on up here, and if they are, they're not making enough noise, and they're following the wrong people. I mean, he's sending money. Like, he gutted the military. We have no defenses up here. The China is in Russian waters in the north because the war in Ukraine was bad for Russia, and they couldn't keep the waters the boats in the water. So they gave, 285 spots to China up there.
Wow.
We trained the Chinese for winter warfare. So
wow.
You got to worry about them coming up down through the north. there's a lot going on up here. There is a lot going on up here. Yeah. And then they're seeing all the... Sure.
Also about the UBI, please. What's going on with UBI status? Do you think
it's
right or wrong?
I don't. What they did with COVID was they put the middle class on $2,000 a month. You got that for being off. Didn't matter. And they gave it to 15-year-old part-time students. If you worked, you could get this money. So $2,000 a month. So they put everybody through a beta test program for UBI. So now even the Conservative Party is pushing it, saying, oh, it's so good. Look, people can live off this money. But it'll go through. It'll go through. UBI will go through because they want everybody on a digital system. You'll have to be tied to a little credit card, and they'll put the money on the card, and then you'll have to be a good little soldier and say what you want. But it'll all be digital. You won't get cash or a check. It'll be a prepaid card.
So is that taxable or non-taxable? I thought at one point they were non-taxable. Ah, okay. Are you Canadian, since of course we're struggling, since you are from Canada, so it seems you are a pro-UBI in Canada. Am I right or wrong, please?
On UBI, there's no UBI right now. What the system is, they have welfare. In Ontario, you get $720, maybe $740 a month now. I'm not sure if it went up. I haven't looked for a long time. On ODSP, so the disability program, you get just about $1,300 a month now.
Right.
Max per person, single. And then it goes up from there on people. But there's no, there's a pilot program for UBI, but I can't remember where it is. But they are looking at it.
So,
yeah.
Do you guys like that, the way they want
the UBI program? I don't think they should do UBI at all. Universal, no, because it's going to make people stay home. Because what's happened is they used the International Mobility Program to get the foreign workers over here, not the temporary foreign worker program. So no labor market assessment had to be done. So all the jobs were filled by the foreign workers. And now the Canadians can't find jobs. They can't. There's no. You go into any store, Starbucks, Burger King, McDonald's, any of the corner stores, it's all foreign workers. Our eyes don't lie. It's just the way the demographic has gone. And now they want the Canadians that had the jobs to be so desperate that they beg for the government help. It's all a ruse. It's all being done on purpose. We were 97% immigration. That was our increase by population last year. It wasn't rebirth. It was all immigration. We went from 40 million to 41 million in a month, I believe it was, or a year. I can't remember. Don't quote me on that. I mean, I should know. But they are drowning Canadians in debt and taxes. They're killing Canadians, unfortunately, up here.
Wow.
And then feeding us government
programs
saying, oh, here's your rebates. You know, here's a little bit of money back on the taxes you gave us. Sorry that you can't feed yourself, but, you know, here's $100 every 4 months. It makes no sense to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's the same as United States, pretty much. You guys are the second United States of America. The middle class is pretty much is going to be wiped out.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
You're either
because that's the class
rich,
of people that would stand up and make the most noise. If they didn't have to worry about anything or their livelihood, their family, their whatever, they would stand without hesitation. You wouldn't even be able to stop them. But what's going to happen when they threaten your kids? You got five little ones staring at you saying, oh, are we really going to do this? Can we? Like, what do you say to those kids? Or are you just going to bend and say, well, let's just go this way because, you know, I want to protect you. It's hard. And it's hard to say what you would do. They're not leaving people much choice. And if you stand, there's going to be a lot of pain. And I don't know if people are really ready to process how much destruction is going to happen if to stop this.
They know that's why it's taken so long to stand.
I know. I understand that. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to watch the world burn like this. I mean, people have been destroyed for 4 years. Businesses, homes, families ripped apart. For an illness that was your 99.7% chance you're going to survive, unless you had comorbidity, but like the flu, nobody went crazy over the flu. People weren't masking, no mandatory flu shots. They did this on purpose so they could, this digital ID and all this
control.
Science that they want to push forward. It's madness. They've gone mad. They've all gone mad.
Absolutely.
You know, and they add war in just to, what, stir the pot even more? So you really can't even think? Like, what's happening over there for the civilians, the innocent people that are caught up in this? Oh, my goodness, what we're going through. But they got to live through all that, the bombing and the planes and the worrying if your child's going to die. I just can't believe where the world has come to. I can't believe where we are.
There you go.
Absolutely.
This is the imminent destruction of the United States of America as we know it. It began with COVID. It began with fear. We were forced into lockdown. No work, no school, no social interactions. The only form of communication was social media and mainstream media, both of which are compromised. Then the stimulus checks were sent out to quell us, to keep us calm. Then tracking and tracing was implemented. Then riots began. Then the defunding of our law enforcement. Then the systematic destruction of our historical monuments. This is no longer about a virus. This is about control. This is about the destruction of the Constitutional Republic our forefathers fought and died for 244 years ago. They want us to keep the fight on social media, where they control the narrative. They want us in our homes, muzzled with masks, arguing with our friends over what happens next. They want us afraid. They want us to feel helpless. They want us to wait until the fight comes to our homes, our house, so that one at a time they can slowly pick us apart. They want to make an example of us and do it while we're not organized, while we're not in great numbers or in masses. This is not about a virus. This is about division. This is about taking away our freedoms one at a time, slowly. Let the economy recognize what's happening. It is too late. You are witnessing the destruction of the Republic and the installation of socialism and communism. But you are here because you've seen this all coming. You are here because you have a voice that has not been heard. You are here because you are the lifeblood of this great nation. We are the silent majority. And we are done being silent.
No shit.
Wow, what was that? That was like my brain speaking.
That was some friends of mine.
I've said that since we started talking. I've said that for years. It was never about, it was never about a virus, ever.
Nope.
They
it's
said
all
in
about
2016, WEF. Well, that video, you'll own nothing and be happy. The U.S. won't be the main superpower. A bunch of countries will run it. You'll have your stuff delivered. You'll rent it, everything you want. You won't buy anything. I mean, they told everybody. They wrote the plans. They put them out, and we were called crazy for sharing them. None of the big accounts on Twitter would even touch it back then, wouldn't even look at it. They just skipped right over it. Why? Why? Why did you skip over it? And now you're going, oh, breaking news. Sure it is. Yeah, okay.
It's breaking news for them.
Yeah, but come on. But
it's
people still don't believe it.
It's all
I know, but
perception.
You still have people
that
don't believe.
It's about identity these days, Hope.
Yeah.
People only believe
what they
see on social media, on TV, on their iPad, on their computer, or on their phone.
Yeah, but when you show people real life, they, like, turn away from it, like it's kryptonite or something. Oh, no, can't see that. Sunshine, no. Bye, I want a meme.
That was the name of the game.
That's why
I know it's been going on for so long, because this stuff is so integrated into our lives that it cannot be removed now. That's another form of forced programming.
No. Well, they did it. Remember, we were talking with those dang jingles, the commercials, when we were kids, like Oscar Mayer Wiener and the Coca-Cola, we'd like to wish the world could sing with perfect harmony or however it went. Like, I got in so much trouble for singing those jingles when I was a kid. Oh, my goodness. I was like, my dad was like, here, you read this book and you tell him, like, he'd give me verses and, like, questions and I'd have to look them up. Oh, no, there was no memorizing jingles for me. He didn't want any of that stuff in my head. It was
good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. I will never forget it. I won't sing another commercial all the way through to this day. There's just no way. No. Oh,
well,
I don't even really watch
that,
them.
Your data, thank you.
Just, yeah, he was. He just said, you get that out of your head. You don't need to be thinking, like, you know, they want you to want this stuff. Yeah, it was crazy.
Absolutely. And especially all the advertisement, I mean, all the channels, for example, CBS has an eye is watching you. I mean, in many ABC, all of them has the special logos, and it's just telling that, hey, we are watching you. So, you know, we are not tired. Okay, watch us as much as you want. But the question is, right now, we have the freedom of speech. We can talk, but tomorrow we may not have anything like this again. BTR is not available, and everything will be shut down. A new shutdown will go into effect, but at least to the day we can talk, we talk, so we don't get mad. Why we didn't talk before. Now, for sure, we cannot talk anymore, you know? So, we have
100%.
To use it. Otherwise,
but
we lose.
It's like I was saying before. Oh, I, from what I see and what I hear from a lot of other people, even people that I talk to on X World, they look at the United States as if the United States falls and their freedoms fall,
right?
Everything is down. Then that will give the powers that be to go ahead and take the rest. What do you think the powers that be will have? If they can take the United States, enslave its people, without firing a bullet.
Absolutely. I mean, it happened to Iran. It happened to Pinochet, Argentina. It happened to so many countries. I mean, almost over 120 countries plus. You know, same situations happen. So it's up to us, the Americans. We have to be in most love and harmony and peace. We can hopefully overcome all these attacks that they have done so far. Do you know that another, did I tell you or not, there was a bush in Arkansas hit the bridge base yesterday, and it was the bridge from Arkansas, I think, to Oklahoma. I think, yeah, that river, there was a river. And so this was the second incident of this, you know, it happened first in Maryland, and then second one just yesterday. And the barge was very damaged. And I couldn't believe, I was so concerned. I said, that's, if the bridge would fall down, the people were going on the top of it. I mean, there was a traffic movement at that time. I mean, thanks God, at least nothing. But the bridge, I'm sure, is not safe to pass through anymore, I think. But, you know, yet to be determined.
Well, Mike, that's one thing I keep trying to remind people. A few years back, there was a train derailment out. I believe it was around Idaho, Colorado, or someplace like that.
No, it was Ohio, Philippines, my friend.
And there was 66,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that disappeared from that train.
Right.
It's exactly. Still missing. I think we're being set up.
I mean,
Timothy McVeigh only used 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate to destroy the Edward R. Murrow building in Oklahoma. Can you imagine what 66,000 will do?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be much, much more bigger than this.
Oh, my God. Way more.
Yeah. Way more.
But
well,
those
you have
are
to
what
look at what's
call,
going on.
Those are stuff like that is what they use for dirty bombs and IEDs. And who knows where they could put those around the infrastructure of this country.
Absolutely. I mean, we are just, as the eclipse is getting closer, we see the more earthquake activities is getting higher and higher, more frequency vibration as a result of the eclipse. And, you know, usually we dress like, you know, here, cotton. Cotton base is the best one to calm the frequencies so it doesn't affect the person. But, you know, in other countries, they use polyester and other materials that is high frequencies will affect more the person, persons around the globe as well, too.
100%. But we got to get, we got to start, we just got to start being mindful of each other and watching each other's backs. Because it's just, you know, the stuff that I've been seeing, like what everything that went on in Oregon and Minnesota and everything that's going on in New York, I can remember as a kid sitting and watching the news with my grandmother and grandfather. And that was back when all this stuff was still happening in Beirut and Lebanon. And I was like, what the hell, man? It looks the exact... It looks just like it. There's no difference. They're burning our country to the ground.
For reasons. Because the East is being built up as a superpower. Everything is in China. Have you seen the city? Have you seen what it looks like over there? We get everything from there. Everything's imported from there. All the jobs went over there. They are planning on burning it down. They have to. The West has to go for the East to succeed. The China's Belt and Road Initiative, all through Afghanistan. It's all been planned. It's all been outlined. It's been working for 10 years. They had the 10-year anniversary of the Belt and Road. They're all working together. The wars, everything. It's all good for all these programs. These people are planning together. Behind the scenes, underneath the, behind the curtain, or however you want to call it, all the deals are done. You have to look for it. It's all there.
There's only one curtain
it's all there,
I see this resembling, and that's the Iron Curtain.
Yeah, but they're going to burn it all down. I mean, this country's working with that country, and this country's working with that country, and these countries don't like this country. Okay, but they all have a treaty for Antarctica. Somebody want to tell me why? We can all protect the ice up there, but you can't protect the world? Why? Why? Why can we all get along?
Because everybody
that
needs
doesn't
to stand
to
at the same time, and they're not willing to.
Because they want, population reduction. So what would be better than the World War III or more similar wars? That the population reduction to, I mean, Georgia Stone, I'm sure everybody are aware of it, is written in 7 languages that it says, we like to reduce the population of the world to under 500, I think,
the
million.
Georgia Guidestone. Yeah, the Georgia Guidestone.
Yep.
Yeah, they blew them up. Yeah. Yeah, they did. They blew them right up.
Right.
But we're not. That's a conspiracy now, they're saying.
Yeah. Everything that indicates that they kind of, they want the mass population go down everywhere, you know, and so they can, you know, to put all kind of a slavery system back to the new system.
Well, that's right. We built the world for them. It's all automated. They don't need us anymore.
Well, that's
they
why
don't
every time
need
you hear,
people.
You see when the World Economic Forum, i.e. Klaus Schwab, get together, they start talking about this Great Reset.
Yeah, the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Smart cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you saw
that way. That way, you're totally dependent on them, and they control everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't need as many people. People have to grasp that fact. They only need a limited amount of people. We have automated it for them. We made them all the machines that they wanted. We put all the systems in place. We did all the work. We were good little soldiers, and now they don't need us anymore.
Yep.
Because that Yuri, whatever his name is from the WEF, said point blank, what will we do with all the useless people? Well, the ones we don't need, computer games and drugs, and probably porn. But that's going to be your life. Well, you work your Bitcoin. You'll be laying on your bed gathering your Bitcoin. Have a good life. Yeah. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for doing all the work. We're going to be up here enjoying our life like always. Because that's what they do. They always live. They live way above us. And they look down on us like we're little peons. Again, what would happen if we all just stopped? We just stopped. There's causes for this, and we're going to stand for this, and carbon tax, and come join us for this one. How about y'all just stay home one day, call in sick, everybody? Wouldn't it be nice? Hug your kids, go play in the park, go for a swim, go for a jog, ride a horse. I don't know. Anything but work for them. Anything but give them what they want from you over and over and over again, which is to use you to 65 and then throw you away. You're just a burden on the system, so you can go die now. Because that's what the lady from the WEF said, that the old people should think about offing themselves. Can't remember her name, but like,
all you are
is
a battery to them. Once you outlive your usefulness, they throw you away.
You're a code. You're a code to them. You get a number stamped on you when you're born. Here, this is your like it's called the social SIN number up here, social insurance
number.
Social
security number.
There you are. You're just a number. You're just
your
a number to the
number.
Government.
Your product.
Unless you don't pay your taxes, and well, then they're going to come. God, you don't pay them right away. Oh boy. Oh yeah. Oh. Ooh. Your taxes, the money you worked for, you better give them a piece.
Yeah.
You worked for it, but you know. Yeah. It's like paying up to the boss and the mob. Here, you got to give me a taste of what you got there. What?
I'm trying to find it funny.
You didn't work for it.
When they don't give us the money that they owe us, they're not deemed criminal. But when we don't give them the money that we owe them, we're deemed criminals.
Uh-huh.
Funny how that works.
And then they give you the taxes back and these little rebates, and it was like, oh, the government's so good to us. Woohoo! Okay, that's your money. It's everybody's money. It was all pooled into one, and they just, it's like tip out at a restaurant. Here, we're going to give you 5% of what we made. You know, 5% of food sales. Oh, and maybe you'll get some booze sales, too, because, you know, we're feeling generous. So you get 1% of those. What the?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a business. They're not running the country. They're running a business to make themselves rich.
Well,
all of them
are
millionaires. Why is any government official a millionaire? How can he actually be for the people if he doesn't understand how the people are living? Has no idea.
Because
has not worked a day in his life.
They have information.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine all the dirt they have on these people? The tape recordings and the pictures, the bribery that goes on to get what they want.
There you go.
Mm.
Here's how the government works. Government breaks your legs and it sells you a wheelchair. Taxes the wheelchair, regulates the wheelchair use, and assures you that without the government, you wouldn't be getting around so well.
That's the way it is.
It's around the globe. Everywhere is the same status. Ayatollah has the same status. I mean, a person wants to divorce from the wife, give the money to the Ayatollah. When they go to the judge, and the judge is Ayatollah, says, okay, bye-bye, very easy. Sometimes the husband says, no, you know, I don't want. And then they drag it on for years. I mean, the woman wants her freedom back from this crap guy, you know? But Ayatollah doesn't do it. So it's corruption is everywhere. Everywhere people are unsatisfied. And all the, all the form of governments are tested around the globe, and none of them are really suited to the people of the world, people of the countries. I mean, they bring Islamic Republic, people are not happy. I mean, they brought a kingship which over 2,500 years, people were very happy, but at the end, they messed them up. They say, oh, king is not good, king is, stealing. But now Ayatollahs are stealing billion times than the king. And also is responsible for everything bad things happens around the globe is the fingerprint of Ayatollahs from Yemen, from Syria, from Iraq, and even Argentina when the synagogue were bombed. So we can see that, so hopefully something will happen, something soon, and, hope for the freedom, democracy of Iran, because otherwise it's going to be hell on the earth, because these Ayatollahs are not going to be, happy until they start the World War III. And something that Netanyahu was born in on the partial eclipse, and also Ayatollah was born 10 years before Netanyahu, also on the full eclipse. So that's why these two people are never going to, Ayatollah is not going to get along with Israel. And they want to kill the state of Israel, and that's never going to happen, because of course they have other options. Samsung options are available to them, and if they have to use it, they have to use it.
I guess my biggest question a lot of the time is, why do we kill in the name of God? Why do we spill blood over that? No matter what you believe, or do you really honestly truly believe your God wants you murdering people for land? For land. We're gonna do this for a piece of land. We can't figure it out. We can't sit down like grown adults with the minds that God gave us and decide what is gonna go on. That can't be done. How come? How is that so hard? Why is that so difficult? Why does all of this have to go on?
Because you're missing the point. It's not about land. It's about control.
But they say it's about land, right? Or it's for whatever cause it is. You can't sit down at a table. For a jury, they got to go locked in a room and decide, somebody's fate if they got to live or die. You're going to lock them in a room for 12 days or however long it takes for them to come to some conclusion. I know. But people have to understand that. The logic. You're going to go blow people up. You're going to go kill 500 million civilians or however many people die, babies, grandparents, brothers, sisters, daughters, husbands, nieces, everybody is going to die for you because you want that? Do the people really want that? Are they supporting this? Or are they going along because they're so scared they don't know what to do?
It's probably a combination of both.
Absolutely, because when religion teaches to kill or destroy others, you know, people. It's better not to have a religion. And in Islam, unfortunately, you know, was forced in Middle East. Before that, people were Jewish, Christians, and living in harmony and peace. We have record of it very well. But
yep.
as soon as Muhammad came, and what has happened, you know, he made so many wars with the different tribes, Quraysh tribe, of Jews, and many, many, many wars. So even they went to the Spain, you know, but Spain pretty much they repelled them and said, hey, hey, enough is enough. You have a lot of areas. Go back to that area right now. You cannot come to Europe. So we can see. But, you know, there is a gentleman by the name of Armen Saginian, S-A-G-I-N-I-A-N, and he has written two books, Verses of Makki or Makki or Verses of the Medina. And
okay.
What he has he says, his theory is very well taken, that the real Muhammad was written chapter 1 to 10. And what happened? Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, at that time, they did a coup against him. They killed him, and then they put a new puppet instead of the real Muhammad. And then from chapter 12 to the end, you will see that everything changes. So according to him, he's one of the very Islamic knowledge, and he has written, and it is in Library of Congress, and it's in Amazon too. And but the question we have, I have read it, and it does make sense. I mean, real Muhammad wasn't that bad, very good. Chapter 1 to 10, beautiful. But after 11, then everything messed up. So his theory is that what I told you. So again, if religion teaches you to kill somebody else, it's better not to have religion. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I was writing everything down because I want to read that.
Yes,
that
yes, please. I mean,
for,
because we are journalists, and we have to read the things so we understand when we talk about Islam, we talk about, you know, the puppet or the second Muhammad, which is not the true Muhammad. I mean, the real Muhammad was chapter 1 to 10. That's it.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, that everybody, they replace everybody with someone that they can control or a story. I mean, like, look what the Catholic Church has done with the Pope. I mean, that religion and what's gone on there is absolutely crazy. But I think it's faith. What you believe or where you come from is going to be your faith. It's going to be your religion. Okay, so if believe in Islam, that's going to be your religion. If you're Christian, it's going to be your religion. If you're Catholic, it's going to be your religion. But
right.
People have twisted it and taken it to attack people that aren't of that religion. Why is it such a big deal? Why do we all have to believe in the same thing? I mean, this is just my opinion. I know it could be way out there, and I'm sorry, but why can't y'all just get along? I mean, if we're going
to
immigrate into other people's countries,
faith and passion in your faith that you want to share it with everybody else.
No, and I can appreciate that. Absolutely, share it.
people should know other religions. They should get to know them. I don't think that anybody should be afraid to share with somebody else what they believe, because it's deep down in their own soul. So how can you judge that from another person? Just, again, this is just my opinion, right? Like, if somebody truly believes in the Word of God and they want to share that with you and it's touching to them, well, if you care about them and you care about the words that they're speaking to you, it's going to touch you too. You don't necessarily have to take it in and believe it. You really don't. That's on you. That's between you and the person upstairs, whomever that is for you, right?
Because my God tells me in the original scriptures, thou shalt have no other engraven
that's
images
right.
or other gods before me.
That's, yep, and there should be no false idols, but you walk into a church and all you see are idols.
Why do you think I don't walk into a church?
I know, but and that's what I mean.
Jesus Christ taught outside to the multitudes, wherever three or more gather in my name, I'll be in your presence.
Yep. Like, I'm not denying. I just think what they've done, what they've made people do in the name of religion to each other is crazy. Crazy.
Well, see, that's where people pervert religion because they're not making you do anything. It's your choice whether you follow that religion or not. But if you do follow that religion, you adhere to its faith.
Yeah, well, it's like, if you're going to immigrate into another country, you have to learn what they're all about, and then maybe, you know, like if you're going to go into America, you're a Christian nation.
I read about the religions that come into this country, but I always stick true to my own faith.
But that's right. People came over and tried to change you. They want to change what you are. Oh, you know, you have to accept this now. Okay, go to a Middle Eastern country and tell them that they got to accept LGBTQ. Go ahead. Because they're not going to.
I don't tell
but
people
they want you guys to.
Unless they want to.
They want you. But they want you guys to. Look what happened down there.
I don't care what they want.
Right? No, I know you don't care what they want, but they've gotten in. It's not personal, absolutely not personal, but they've gotten in. They've changed stuff.
See, that's what a lot of people don't get. Your religion is always personal for you.
No, not that part.
Always personal for you.
I know, but not, that's what I said, but not that part of it. No.
Every part of
getting
it.
Into the government and changing things. They've changed things a lot. They've perverted it all. Like, I mean, you've got Christians supporting abortion. Like, what, we've talked about that. Like, Taylor Swift, she said she's a Christian, right? But she supports abortion? Right?
Well, like,
you can't. No, you can't. You've got to speak your words. If you're going to say that this is what I firmly believe, then you've got to stand behind that. And nobody does.
Exactly. You know, I was in one show last night. Oh my gosh, it was very nice. But the host was very nice, and you know, but people get confrontational. You know, when you say Islam, they say all Muslims are bad people. That's not true. We have great Muslims here in this beloved country as well too. They work in Navy, they work in military, they work in many, many parts of the government, and you know, those are, I mean, very good caring Muslims. They are. Now they may not know that, yes, the real Muhammad was only chapter 1 to 10. But still, you know, they are very good. I mean, in every religion, we have a bad people, we have a good people. And religion is supposed to be cause of unity and love among people. If religion wants to become, you know, causes of disunity, and we think that all the Christians are bad, that's not right. Christian people are very good people. They are like 1.7 billion around the globe, and God very good. Maybe you find feel bad after, but that doesn't mean that you come and say Christians are bad people or Muslims are bad or Iranians are bad people. Iranians are working everywhere. They do their job. And support everybody supporting the USA right now. I mean, yes, there are some bad apples in everyone. But again, we should not say that everybody are bad, and that's wrong.
Well, look what they did to the Christians. They made National Trans Visibility Day or whatever the heck it was called on Easter Sunday. So
oh,
why
yeah,
you did
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
you've got to be
kidding me. How could you do that? Could you imagine if you did that to any other religious holiday? People would be up in arms about it. But the Christians are being trampled on. They are. Christianity is being destroyed, and it's allowed to be. Churches are burned up here. Our PM doesn't say anything, so you can protect, and you've got to be mindful
Christians
of all other faiths.
Fed the lion by the Romans.
Yeah, you know, and there is some beautiful God fearing people, and. They're tormented online day after day about believing in their God.
And before
Why?
That, before they became Christians, after Jesus Christ was born, they were Israelites and Hebrews, and they were tortured and enslaved for over 400 years by the Egyptians.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say they've had their share of persecution throughout history.
Yeah.
I mean, Jewish people were persecuted by Egyptian as
mm-hmm.
Pharaoh did, and Moses saved their people, and you know, in every religion you look, yes, there was a persecution. And because the, you know, they, for example, Moses brought the new law, Ten Commandments. So it was new for the people at that time. They said, if we need Ten Commandments, and etc. So it was hard to accept it. But after some time, they accept it. You know, they say, oh, it does make sense, you know. So
yeah.
Same thing with Jesus Christ. When he came, he was... brought new menu, I mean the new item into the table. He says, okay, you already have a Ten Commandments, but now I'm going to add to it. Love your neighbor as much as yourself. And many other, you know, new teachings he brought. So therefore then Christians were in 15th century, I strongly believe that people kill each other because they were, you know, belong to the Christians. I mean, Romans killed a lot of Christians as well,
oh, yeah.
too. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but this happens every time when a new religion comes through the past history, and I'm sure in the future too. It will be persecution until people realize later, you know, not bad, equality of men and women, for example. Oh, okay. Before we did not have equality of men and women. Or, for example, in Islam, it's two women is equal with one man. So now today, equality of men and women makes sense. So, oh, okay. That's not bad. So that's what happens through the history and through religions. But religions, you know, we have the World Parliament of Religions, and we can pretty much in every state or many big cities they have World Parliament of Religions. They keep getting together, and everybody read their own scriptures or quotations or whatever. They all gather with each other in harmony and peace. So if they can do it, technically we should be able to. Go ahead, please.
Well, I think if you immigrate to another country, you need to respect the place you're going to 100%. You can't, if you're going to another country for a better life, then obviously they're doing something that you like. So you can't demean them or tell them that they're wrong or they're not respecting your religion. No, they're just celebrating life the way that they always have. You came into their country.
All religions have people that are good and bad. Look at the Muslim religion. I mean, not for naught, but you guys have all people over here like Ilhan Omar and how do you pronounce your name? Rashida Tlaib. That's it.
Oh yeah, Rashida Tlaib. Yes.
Yeah.
And they do not do you religion justice. Not one bit. But then we look at Christian religion, and we got people like Joe Biden that say he's a Christian, and Taylor Swift that say they're a Christian, which couldn't be farther from the truth.
Well, it's like they put these people in. They put them up. Yeah, so they can destroy. They can pervert what it's all about.
That's
they
all
can
they
confuse
do.
People. Mm-hmm. Because that way they can make people hate. You know, this person is this religion, so all of them must be bad or whatever narrative they
the
want
to
spin.
What's the easiest way to create hate? Create
division. That's right. Of course. And you put the people in, all of us into little boxes.
All you have to do is plant
you know,
a seed.
Mm-hmm.
By the Rashida is and the other lady, I forgot just her name, Blankart, sorry. Those two are radicals of Islamic, and really they are basically troublemakers, you know. And I hope one day people wake up and choose some other people instead of those two. I think we will have a better future for the United States.
Well, seems the radicals always get moved to the top somehow.
Absolutely.
It seems to be happening more and more.
Yeah.
You know, all these people come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, boom, they got voted in. Okay, where were they? They never heard of them before. Just started making a lot of noise, and then all the trouble starts, all the scandals, because they had a torrid past. And they're still in office. And
because
she,
there
she
are very,
the
very, very, very rich
there?
People out there that do not want to see this country succeed and willing to pay to have it destroyed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, a Soros, maybe? Because
a
lot of money don't.
A couple Soroses.
You know.
You actually literally have a couple Soroses because you got George and then you got a son. And you got people like Klaus Schwab, and then you got people like Volodymyr Zelensky pilfering money and laundering money for the Biden regime. I mean, everybody's
sucking. Wasn't there a thing
dry.
Saying that? Isn't there a side by side of him, and there's talk of him being related to Soros, Zelensky?
I don't think.
Like
he's
a grandson or something
think,
like that.
I don't think he's related. I think that's just a.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I ain't going to say conspiracy
anymore.
Theory because I just refuse to use that word anymore.
Nothing would surprise me anymore. Oh, my goodness. I mean, he was an actor.
That was a test tube baby.
I mean, didn't Obama come out of nowhere, too? All of a sudden, just bang, there he was.
Mm-hmm.
During that election, like, nobody had really heard of him. And then all of a sudden, he's president. How does that happen?
Yep.
somebody wants to play that
too. I've never heard Gary Satoru before in my life, or Barack Obama.
I knew you were gonna.
Well,
I mean,
but think about
Obama.
It. But think of how they do this. They place these people. They're picked. They're hand-picked. Nothing what we see
Absolutely.
Is real. We have no choice. We're made to believe we do.
I would say Manchurian candidate, but with Manchurian candidate, they don't know what they're doing. These people know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. They know exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely. Why United States have no more bullets anymore? I mean, they sent everything to Ukraine, even NATO now is asking Egyptian and many other countries that they sold their tanks, ammunition. He says, please give us your ammunition back that we sold you before. You know, we need them, and we will take care of it later on for you guys, and we will give you also some extra money for it. Don't worry. Just ship it back. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Oh, he's begging. He's begging now. Because our Congress doesn't really want to give him any money. But right now, our Congress doesn't have a whole lot of a choice. And I'm kind of seeing where our speaker is coming from. Because we have a very, 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 very slim majority rule in our House of Representatives right now. And we don't have any kind of a majority rule in the Senate. Okay? If we lose the House of Representatives, we don't have the House or the Senate. Now, if he can keep that slim majority in the House, then maybe by the time election times come around, we can take the majority back in the Senate. Then we have the House and the Senate. And then we can get the presidency and get this damn country back to where it's supposed to be. We need to start putting our people back in place where they were. From the ground up.
No, it has to be from the ground up. It has to be. But
well, see, that's why I started out here on X, promoting all these as many grassroots campaigns as I could. Because that's where you got to start. Start from the ground up. We got to start using our tactics against them, or we're going to lose. We ain't got to. We got, what, 6 months left before our November elections?
Do you think they're even going to let you guys get to election? Do you think they're going to make it look like extremely hard for you guys to get to the election?
That's something I just got a real, real, real nagging feeling about. That's not going to happen.
With everything that's going on and how close they're bringing us to war and, I wonder.
Like Mike and I said, Vladimir Putin was just, we had that intel right there, boom. He's in a bunker.
Absolutely. And also, right now, they may close Persian Gulf as a result of a strike on their mini embassy in Syria. That was two of their general, Hossein Abdullah, died, and with another one. And we are so happy Israel did that. But the question is, right now, they may retaliate, and if they kill us Persian Gulf, gas will go to $15 per gallon or even more. And so the gasoline for trucks, diesel for the trucks will be very expensive, so no trucks can able to deliver goods, and it would be a chain reaction. But I hope things doesn't go to that far away.
They're declaring state of emergency. They're declaring state of emergencies for the eclipse in certain places, like Niagara Falls here,
state of emergency declared, the utmost caution. My little town, mm-hmm. we're supposed to get 500,000 people here. So which is it? Is it going to be bad or is it going to be good? Because apparently
they've never put any kind of cautions out for an eclipse like they have for this one.
But so what are they going to do? Are they going to cause extreme chaos and then blow the world up and say, oops, sorry of the glitch, and the power went off and the bombs just flew by themselves because you know what happened? Or are they going to throw everybody into 3 days of darkness and panic everybody, like really terrorize people for 3 days? You know, oh, my God, look what happened. The government, we can save you more taxes here. The carbon tax is going to save you from the eclipse next time, whatever it is they're going to put through.
See, that mind game would be my guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I have heard about the 3 days of darkness lot on the internet. I mean, different news agencies that are very good and not just the regular junky ones. Yeah, everybody talking about because of the possibility of EMP causes by the sun, maybe explosion. And at the same time, seven planets are going to be lined up. So, there's right now, Madrid Falls in Missouri area, San Luis area. Also from Alaska to California, every kind of everybody are in a state of kind of panic and emergency. Yes, that's true.
And then I wonder why, for my town, for example, why they have a whole, they got 500,000 people expected in this town. So they've got people preparing for an emergency, but they're going to load that many people into this little town. What is going to happen here that night? Is there going to be a free-for-all? I'm going to have to board up the windows and the doors and hope that nobody comes through? That is a lot of people. That's five times the population of this city. That's madness. What are they creating? They're creating a perfect storm of madness.
Absolutely.
I feel sorry for the businesses here. I truly do. If people go sideways, if it goes the wrong way, oh my goodness. Well, and it's an old city. We're the first capital of Canada. There's a lot of history here. There's a lot of old buildings. We're all limestone downtown. Like, it's a beautiful town. Boats are already in the water, the big ones. I mean, there's a lot that could go wrong. We're a communications base. RMC's here. Queens is here. The university. Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Princess of Wales own regiment. There's still stuff in there.
They advise, get all your food now.
Don't you worry about that. I'm good. I'm good there. Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I know you're good, but they keep advising everywhere else, too. Texas and they say your city is small and many people are coming, so there may not be, there will be a chain reaction for weeks, maybe, until they restock all the food, etc. Because some places they have only one store, or maybe two at the most.
Yeah.
And gasoline, will be empty. And by the time they bring it up, it takes time. So yeah, by the time the people leave those cities, it's going to be chaos. There's going to be, lack of police. So I advise everybody that are in the path of the, the eclipse, April 8, 2024, just be massive prepared and don't go out. And just be alert all the time because, as you mentioned, in your city, 500,000, and in other cities, probably same amount or even more. So there will be more crimes, more disorder, will be happening. So people just be ready for anything is possible.
Oh, yeah, I plan on staying home that night. Me and my dog are going to cuddle and watch a movie or something. That'll be our night. We won't even pay attention to what's going on. Hopefully we'll wake up the next morning. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be an adventure. Oh,
obviously,
I can't worry about it too much.
Because I just don't trust people.
That's it. That's it. I'm not going out. I'm not going to venture out for the. I don't want. No. No, I will be inside.
Well, that was weird.
And,
I'm going to have to pull an Eva.
No.
And I'm going to have to thank her. I just got knocked offline, so I must have said something that they didn't like. I'm going to have to thank our three-lettered agencies, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. Y'all have a great night. We got about 25 minutes left of our show. Can't believe 2 hours.
Make a call in.
Wow.
No, it usually does, doesn't it? It goes really fast. I know religion is a hot topic, and I understand that, but I think it is one that needs to be a little more easily spoken about without so much venom behind it from people, you know, in certain aspects. I mean, it's the cause of a lot of problems, so you've got to work it out somehow. Right, and I understand it's a very hard topic to bring up, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but I do these things sometimes.
Good.
No.
my engage my mouth before my brain at times. I have a tendency to do that a lot, but you know, it's easy to talk with you guys about it, and I appreciate that because some of my opinions don't necessarily, you know, mesh with a lot of people, so it's hard sometimes. It's hard to talk. I think the art of conversation is lost. It is absolutely lost. Just letting somebody else speak their own opinion and then, you know, trying to not fight back. You know, which is a natural reaction because online so many people are out. You get so many people hit you really hard, right? And you know that they're on the other side.
And
you know,
lost art too, and that's common sense.
Well, that's why we have the show on Wednesdays with Eva, Common Sense for Dummies.
There you go.
We get to discuss all manner of stuff there. Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
That one is, yeah. Yeah,
that makes me nervous.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's just me and Eva chatting, you know. We go on. We get along very well.
Well, I know you and I know Eva. And
it's the latest night.
I know you and I know Eva, and that is precisely why it makes me nervous.
You ever see the twins from The Shining? Here, let us sit you down and tell you some information.
No,
that's her and I adore her. Oh, I absolutely adore that woman. Oh, yes,
sisters.
Bless her. Yeah, Eva, if you're listening, I love you. I miss you. I will talk to you soon. Oh.
She's
the reason we're here. Yeah, but her shows are good. Her shows are good.
Of course they are.
But,
How many years now? God, Lord.
A while. 10?
Yeah.
10 or longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she said she was off the radio for like 2 years. And that's when she met me, and we both got back. I got with the other organization, and I got on the radio and been on ever since.
Yeah. And then I came along. Oh, Lord, help you.
He did. That's why you came along.
Oh, goodness. So how do we get people to listen? Like, how do we get people to join together?
We just got to keep doing
because we're definitely
going to start sharing our shows on X, because after we're done on the show, the next day it's shareable.
Oh, I see. Well, don't be doing that.
Why not?
because then more people are going to hear. No.
Well, did you not just ask me how do we get more people to listen?
Okay, but that, okay, I guess
now,
I got it.
See,
like,
this is what I'm talking about. This is American women. This is
no,
North American
Canadian.
Women. This is North American women, Western women. Lord have mercy.
We're crazy. I'm international too. And I'm international.
Like,
so.
It is every real man.
So it all goes together. You know, really,
oh,
they have
to.
What did men do? You know, really, this show is one of the calmest shows on the planet I ever been. I mean, I have been, of course, tried to be active, especially, you know, because we all care for our beloved countries. And so, of course, we have given you the first intelligence regarding Iran, Israel hit the Iranian mini embassy in Syria. So we bring you a lot of goodies too, only for you guys. And, you know, some other shows, maybe I bring something else that I don't. But the bottom line is this is one of the number one shows that I really care, because we all are, without getting mad on each other or get emotional or get confrontational to
no
each other.
That. That's why we're in the situation we're in, Mike. Too many people getting confrontational, not enough people sitting down and getting it worked out.
Absolutely.
Like
I so appreciate you saying that, Mike.
You're
welcome. Really
because
you saying that.
We all got to live
together. Oh, my God, Toy. Oh, my God.
Live together, and we need to learn to work together, or we're not going to make it.
Right. We have to love each other. And, you know, respect. And, yes, right now, I mean, after so much time we have talked, I think we have about 90% commonality right now. And
sure.
I mean, that's the biggest hit. I mean, nobody can be 100% very close to each other, you know?
Yeah.
But I think 90% with Eva, with yourself, with Brian, of course, and Hope from Canada. I mean, we all want pretty much the same thing, tranquility, peace, love, harmony for everybody. And, you know, we don't want our beloved country experience what Argentina did or Iran did during Ayatollahs or etc. Because bottom line, if we have collapse is coming, but it's better to delay it as much as possible with love and unity, and hopefully we can prevent it. And then, you know, we see much better side of the other side as well, too.
Amen, brother.
We have, yep, I absolutely agree. We have to find a way to unite. Even they're going to destroy us. They are. They're going to destroy a good many of us. And we have to be able to have some. I know, but the empathy seems to be lost right now. There's no empathy for what people went through. You got some people calling everybody anti-vaxxers. Okay, how many people have only had one dose or two doses? Or who's an anti-vaxxer now? CDC says 10 shots. Who's an anti-vaxxer? Some countries say 6. So, like, these names, these labels, they're still throwing them out. And they're not realizing that they're the ones. They're going under the bus, too. They're just being used. Everybody's being used. So we're... Luckily, we're able to talk and bring, you know, different viewpoints from our different countries, but everybody's going through the same thing. Everybody's being used.
We just have to keep showing everybody exactly what we discussed here, like we discussed here tonight.
Yeah.
So
This is what people
being
need to see. This is what people need to hear.
Exactly.
You have a person from Singapore. What nationality are you, Michael Iranian?
Of course, I'm Iranian.
Yeah.
I am
okay.
American. I'm Canadian
then,
because I
you
used
have
to be in Canada too.
From Canada and you
Canada,
have
and I've been
from
in
America.
About 15 countries. Yes, yes, sir.
You've been in 15 countries?
From three different countries.
Yes, yes, yes.
Three totally different people from three different countries talking to each other civilly. About the things our world here cannot discuss civilly. Why is that?
Because we have, you have your own experience, Brian, and Hope has experience in Canada. Canada is a lot more cosmopolitan area as well, too. And me, probably also say a similar thing. So I've seen a lot of things. So that's why I try to always to be calm as possible and, you know, just work. You know, just go with the conversations and, you know, and don't try to be unpolite, impolite to any other person. And, you know, just to be politeness. We have to learn from each other. And, you know, sometimes people don't like it. You know, from me, for example, they say, Ayatollahs, and say, I'm not Ayatollahs. We are Iranian Americans, and we are Iranian Canadians, you know. And so basically, you know, we love United States as much as you do. And we work, people contribute to every aspect of this beautiful land. But, you know, sometimes people get, I don't want to name racism, but sometimes people, you know, they never talk to them. You know, there is an other side, too. You know, it's not only thing, maybe they... media shows Ayatollah, and everybody say, "Oh, you guys all are anti-Americans. You are all anti-Canadian."
My mindset is me doing that to you would be like you judging me based on Joe Biden. I can't in good conscience in my right mind. Judge one person based off another.
It happened to me on X, remember?
I give respect until I'm given a reason to take that respect back.
I was called a liberal because I'm Canadian, and apparently being an independent up here is different than in the States. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know?
I was called an uneducated redneck because I voted for Trump, but yet I was the youngest admitted to the art school at 16 in the state where I grew up.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, they put everybody's just labeled here. You know, I think I have so many labels on me more than tattoos, for Lord's sake. Like, I mean, I don't think I could fit any more labels on my body. They do it.
I've got to a point where
they
told me what I want. I'm an American and I'm a Christian. That's what I am. I don't care what anybody else has to say about it.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. Hope too.
That's it. Yeah.
Hope too. I mean, Hope should not be having problems. You are Canadian, and I used to live in Canada as well too before. So actually, you know, Toronto
go ahead. Sorry. Like, I'm first generation Canadian. I'm first generation Canadian on my dad's side. My dad moved here when he was 15 from Wales. And my grandfather, he's from Pacino, Sicily. So I'm an immigrant too. But we were brought over and told to respect the country that we came to for a better life. That's all they did. I know about Wales. I know about Sicily. I'm more geared to the Wales because I don't know, I just am. But I love it, learning about it.
But I'm Canadian. This is where I was born here. This is that's what I was taught. Be grateful for where you, for the country that you came to, and respect the country and what they stand for. But Canada isn't what I was taught it was supposed to be anymore. But I, because of the color of my skin, I don't look like an immigrant. My blonde hair, people would never believe I was an immigrant, but we are. Like, you know, that's where my grandfather was born. Yeah. No, I'm Welsh, Scottish, and Sicilian. Well, cause, yeah, because that's the mix there.
Greenland or Iceland or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Hope that Canadians are more open-minded than any other countries?
It all depends on what you think, how you mean open-minded. If they embrace, like, the LGBTQ and all that, yes. Open-minded for other ideas, I have to say no after what happened to the truckers.
Politically,
no, they're not open-minded. They just, at all, they're very closed off. What's going on. I think so, because to me, open-minded is looking at all the different things that are going on and making the best choice for the country. The way that they view open-minded is they're going to embrace LGBTQ, they want to transition trans. There's no term limit for abortion in Canada, which means you can abort your baby up to and including 9 months. Not done very often, but that's law here. So that their minds are open to the destruction of society, but not to fixing it. That's how I would say most Canadians are right now. The ones that are open-minded and want to change, the real change, small group. Very small group, and if there are a large group, they're supporting the conservatives, which is a huge mistake, humongous. So no, I my view is no. Most people are closed, very closed, and they're set in their ways, and they won't see anything.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I thought always that you guys are pretty much more kind of open-minded and relaxer and etc. But it seems. I was wrong. Wow.
Well, going with the flow, you know, very complacent. Like, we're very polite. We say sorry a lot. I say sorry for pretty much everything. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. So we're noticed. We're accused of being very polite.
Wait,
but
I'm surprised
you
didn't say sorry for saying sorry.
Oh, I probably will watch before I'm sorry. No. And we say a lot. Everything is a, yeah, about.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Because my brother-in-law and my relatives say a lot, and I said, what the hell? He wasn't like that before, but yeah.
What the hell?
we kind of grow on you, eh? Yeah, no. But
you should have looked at this. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not a boat. Oh, I can't. It doesn't sound like that to us. It does not sound like that to us. I don't think we have an accent, but no, Canadians are complacent. Canadians are just very, whatever.
You want to know where I learned
Canadian language? Let's have a beer.
I learned Canadian language from South Park.
Do you know this story, Hope? That there was in city of, I think, when you come out from Detroit and you go to the other side, I think London. Yeah, they call it City of London, Ontario, I think. And so there was an incident happened, and this lady had a chador. Or burqa, you know, it's covering herself, going in the Walmart area, and this guy, by accident, I guess, touched the chador or the burqa, whatever, you know, it came out. Oh, my God.
Oh.
She sued she sued Walmart, I mean, because it happened in the Walmart and et cetera, or, and also the guy, finally she won millions of dollars. Isn't that something?
That, yeah, that is something, but Canada has gone way up the, it is for an accident. But see, there was a man, what they do, there was a man during COVID, he was arrested, he was tackled in a Walmart by like five police officers, and in the video you can see it, his wife is screaming, he has a medical exemption. So they trample a man who has a medical exemption and it won't put a mask on, and then this woman can sue for an accident for millions of dollars because Canada, our poor country. It's just madness. It is when you look at the stories like that, that the two different way it goes. Look at the protests for that are going on, or the Muslim prayer. Like, there was a thing that Trudeau was saying, you can't, something about, I don't know if it was April Fool's or whatever, who knows anymore, but saying that you weren't allowed to say Bible verses out loud anymore in Canada or something like that. But there was Muslim call to prayer allowed over the loudspeakers. They were given the right to do that. They're changing, in Canada, I honestly believe they're trying to change the religion from Christian to Muslim up here without any say-so from the people. And I don't think that that's right. But
yeah, can you repeat your
question? Because they're about to pray in the streets here. Like, they pray in the streets here. They took over the streets of Toronto.
See,
in Ottawa.
If you want to make people despise a religion more, you force it on them. They'll hate it even more
that.
You force it on them.
You do that to it, and that's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's really not fair to the people that are just true, good Islams, believe in, like you said, the 1 to 10, you know, that part of the religion, and they do it, and then they abide by the laws of the country that they went to, and they support it, and they love it, and they want to build people up. They don't care about the religion of their neighbor. This is how they feel.
Any religion should be forced on anybody. People should follow a religion and a faith willingly.
Yeah, that's your own personal, that's between you and your maker.
Exactly.
Because if we're cold, we needed a coder. You know, someone
I don't
has
care
a coder,
whether it be Christianity, I don't care whether it be whatever.
Just be a good human about it. Just be a good human. Oh, yeah. And the destruction of the kids, what we're doing
to
our
honest,
children.
To be honest, religion should
be they're
like
watching
it used
their
to be, practiced
too.
In your homes and in your church.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong out in, that's for you and God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
the way
I see
it. And then they changed them anyways. They've updated all the Bibles. They took out verses, like the Gospel of Thomas, the Lost Gospel of Mark, Enoch isn't in the Bible,
so
but it's in the Ethiopian one.
And everybody gives their opinion of what their interpretation is. It's
and
been perverted,
Mormon,
and the total meaning has been lost.
Mormon Bible we have, and we have many Bibles, you know. It's
right.
A different interpretation, and that's why the Civil War came to Belfast after so many years, and still there is a borderline between Protestant side and Catholic side, which there is only two sides anyway in North Ireland, and people can go to the other side and come back, but it's better to be by 6 p.m. If they're not 6 p.m. there, then God help them, because everything is closed and nobody, who else you want to go? You want to knock the, for example, Protestant one, say, please, can I sleep in the front door at least for tonight until tomorrow I go back to my the other side, Catholic side? I mean, so it still is disunity there. And we saw the disunity was so much issues that so many people died, so many people gave their lives. I mean,
we
also
are down to 30 seconds left in the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, okay. Nice talking to you, Brian, and hope, and until next time.
We
so
thank
nice
you so much,
you.
Mike.
So grateful for you coming in, Mike.
We enjoy your company. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for letting me to be part of your family, too.
Always, young man.
Oh, of course.
You're always welcome here.
Thank you so
absolutely
much.
Absolutely.
You guys have a good
bye-bye
night. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.